Chapter 41. Healy pushed his way past the cluster of reporters outside the Paradise police station. One of the print reporters recognized him. "Captain Healy," he said, "is there a break in the sniper case?" Microphones were pressed upon him. Television cameras came suddenly to life. "Have the state police taken over the case? Are you planning to offer a reward? Is there forensic evidence? Why were you here? Do you think the Paradise police are competent to handle a case of this magnitude? Is the FBI to be involved? Is there a chance they'll be with... Do you have a theory? Are you comfortable working with Chief Stone?" Healy ignored it as if it were not there. He went in through the front door and closed it behind him. He said hello to Molly and went past her to Jesse's office. "There are 123,000 people in this great commonwealth," Healy said, "who have bought a .22 weapon or .22 ammunition in the past year." He sat down. "We practically got them cornered," Jesse said. "Or him or her," Healy said. "I think it's two people," Jesse said. Healy was quiet for a moment, thinking about it. "Yeah," he said, "I do too. How many of those 123,000 live in Paradise?" 182, Healy said. "And how many of them own a late model maroon Saab 90? 3. Jesse felt his solar plexus tighten. "And," he said, "how many of those 3 Saabs were parked up at the Paradise Mall when Barbara Carey got shot?" "According to the plate numbers your people collected," Healy said. 1. Jesse felt himself coil tighter. "And the lucky winner is," he said. "Anthony Lincoln," Healy said. He put a note card on the desk. "Name, address, phone," Healy said. "He has no criminal record." Jesse picked up the card and looked at it. "Has a Class A carry permit," Healy said. "In the past year, he has purchased a Marlin 22 rifle, model 995, semi-auto with a 7-round magazine, and 2 boxes of 22 long ammunition." "The son of a bitch," Jesse said. "Be useful if we could tie the rifle to the shootings," Healy said. "Funny gun for the kind of shooting we've been seeing," Jesse said. "I'd have said handgun." "People use the guns they can get," Healy said. "Think we got enough to confiscate it?" "No. All you got is he owns a .22 and his car was parked near one of the murders. And it's a Saab," Jesse said. "Like the one at the church parking lot." Healy shrugged. "Talk to the ADA on the case," Healy said. "Maybe he's tight with a judge." "Even if we can't compel him," Jesse said. "Any good citizen would be willing to submit his gun for forensics testing unless he had something to hide." Healy smiled. "Unless he wished to vigorously resist the intrusion of government upon the individual's right to privacy," he said. "Unless that," Jesse said. "I guess I'll go and visit him." "You might want to be a little careful with this guy," Healy said. "If he's your man, he's already killed 4 people." "I'm a little careful with everyone." "The hell you are," Healy said. "The last one killed a tailor woman. Didn't you used to go out with her?"
"I did."
"It will not be good," Healy said, "if you take it too personal and turn into Rambo on us." "It's a trick of being a good cop, isn't it?" Jesse said. "You got to care about the victim and you got to care about the job." Healy nodded. "And you got to be unemotional at the same time." "Of course, not everyone is a good cop," Healy said. Jesse was silent for a moment, looking at the top of his desk. Then he raised his head and looked at Healy. "I am," Jesse said. "Good point," Healy said.